Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon to you. I'm Ron Hayes. So glad to be along with you today. We're talking about crop production and the WASDA numbers from USDA issued on Thursday morning. Justin Lewis with KISS Futures talked briefly about the numbers with our own Jim Appel.
On the USDA corn production number, they actually increased the overall production to 13.843 billion bushels and then raised the yield to 155.3. Now, with all that, they also raised harvested acres to 89.13. So a lot of surprises here on that, and that puts corn down about 7 to 15 cents. If we look at what happened in soybeans, they lowered the overall production number down to 3.149. And they lowered the yield to 41.2, down about a bushel and a half per acre. And harvested acres virtually remain the same, but soybeans are steady to up 5.
Now, specifically, as we start jumping into the middle of these various numbers, and you look at also the Oklahoma numbers on some of our major crops planted this spring, for corn, the record-sized corn crop, 13.843 billion bushels. That's up from 10.78 billion bushels of 1 year ago that we actually did produce. And you've got the key states of Iowa and Illinois right at the top once again. Looks like Iowa expected to top 2 billion bushels, 2.1 billion bushel corn crop in Iowa is the one that's being projected this year. We've got other states, 1.96 billion bushels in Illinois, 1.6 billion bushels in Nebraska. That's the third biggest state this year, and 1.36 billion bushels of corn to be produced in Minnesota if USDA's projections are realized. Now, as far as Oklahoma is concerned, the Oklahoma corn crop is going to be a bigger corn crop than a year ago by about 21% to 39 million bushels. Corn, of course, not a major crop produced in the state of Oklahoma. The other spring planted crops, peanuts actually down a little bit in Oklahoma compared to a year ago, down 23% to 17,000 acres. And the overall pounds in Oklahoma are expected to be at 68 million pounds compared to 83.6 million pounds 1 year ago. Number of acres down, and it looks like actually the number of pounds are about the same as projected 1 year ago, maybe even a couple of hundred pounds more per acre. But still, fewer acres means less production on peanuts. As far as the other spring planted crops that we normally like to take a look at, cotton well up. 270,000 bales is the expectation for Oklahoma crop this year compared to just 155,000 bales a year ago in that drought-damaged crop. That's a 74% jump in overall cotton production, and that's even with the woes of Altus and that area continuing as far as their inability to be able to irrigate a crop here again in 2013. Soybeans and sorghum, very small crops produced a year ago. This year, we're talking about jumping from 3.9 million bushels a year ago on soybeans in Oklahoma up to 10.9 million bushels. Still not very many on the national scheme of things, but that is a 279% increase for Oklahoma and a 275% increase on grain sorghum in the state from 4 million bushels a year ago to 11.6 million bushels this year. Kansas comes in at 195 million bushels for 2013. And Texas at 124 million bushels. It looks like Kansas now the number one grain sorghum state in the country. Texas number two. And then you fall down to Arkansas and Louisiana and Oklahoma down there as well in that next tier of states. Overall, numbers pretty well in line with expectations on several of these crops. Does look like that the corn crop actually a little bit bigger than expected by the trade, and futures have been down as a result. As we talk about this about 12:30 or so Central Time, and looking briefly at the numbers, we're off 11 cents on December and March contracts of corn. We're up 24 to 25 cents on soybean futures, new crop November and January of 2014. Fractions up by about a quarter of a cent or so on our cotton futures today. The wheat futures today are down just fractions at this hour. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.